as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week we're taking over the Monocle Arts Review to bring you some of our favourite live music performances from 2016. Today we're going to revisit a performance by one of our favourite artists of 2016. London soul singer Jones released a brilliant album earlier on this year called New Skin, and she came in to perform from it.
Hi, I'm Jones, and this is Wild.
I've been running alone, been out here searching for gold. See a little in between the spread of the stars. Praying that in time I'll make some light of the dark. If there's one thing I know, it's that this feels nothing like home. Nothing like the feeling of a limitless road. Fire in my blood, there's only one way to go. Ooh. Oh. I don't wanna stop this fight. No, smiling through bloodshot eyes. Each moment I'm dreaming wild. So wild out. And in my heart I'm dreaming while you're sleeping. Oh, believe it, I don't wanna stop this fight. So wild out. I've been running from ghosts. I wear each lesson as my coat. Never know tomorrow could bring nothing at all. I will take my chances and be ready to fall. Still know nothing of this world. I'm still my mother's diamond girl. I will keep on fighting cause I'm fighting for love. Pressure on my lungs, I'm singing out. Stop this fight. No, smiling through bloodshot eyes. Each moment I'm dreaming wild. So wild out. And in my heart I'm dreaming while you're sleeping. Oh, believe it, I don't wanna stop this fight. So wild out. Eyes. I don't wanna stop this fight. Bloodshot eyes. Dreaming, oh, I'm dreaming wild. And in my heart, I'm dreaming while you're sleeping. Oh, believe it, I don't wanna stop this fight. So why?
Jones, a.k.a. Cherie, thank you very much for joining us. That sounded effortless.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And that must
you're
be such
kind.
An annoying thing to be constantly called. Oh, it sounds just effortless. And you're like, hang on, I had to write this stuff. I had to record this stuff. I have to get up there and sing this stuff. Does the music come from a kind of relaxed, soulful place? Or do you chisel all the sharp edges off it in the studio, I wonder?
It definitely comes from a relaxed, soulful place, but within my mind, it's a bit frantic also. There's this, you know, split identity going on sometimes, but I'm often told I'm quite a calm person, so I guess that reflects itself that, in my music.
Yeah, that
which
comes
is good.
Out. I wondered with the production of the album, some artists come in and they do a very stripped down set because of the size of the studio that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And some people come in and it sounds just like it does on the LP. And you're in that latter category mostly because it's a very spare record. Did you always have it in your mind that you wanted to make something that was so deceptively simple, I suppose we could say, but it was a pared back record?
Not exactly. I mean, the process really kind of just went naturally, and I feel like it was quite an organic evolution of 2 years. I had a sound in mind. I love soul music and I love electronic music and I love like the classic stuff like Stevie Wonder, Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye. And then I loved more modern stuff like Grimes and Little Dragon. So I guess I always wanted to kind of merge those two worlds. And I was just, you know, lucky enough to work with some really great people. So they kind of helped me realise these ideas.
Yeah, because that's the thing, when you collaborate with people, it's... Do you have to kind of go on a speed date first? How do you know that you're going to, you can get on with someone?
It's speed dating.
Yeah, right.
You've hit the nail on the head. Yeah, I've been trying to figure out, I've been saying actually in a lot of interviews, it's kind of like making a musical baby with someone. But yeah, that's what
called,
it's like.
The album is called New Skin.
There is a nice
metaphor coming through. I thought you were going to offer that up as the punchline there.
Oops.
Okay. But it is one of those funny things. You kind of, I suppose, when you work with other musicians and your collaborators, producers, etc., you kind of have to get to the point where you finish each other's sentences musically, like a perfect couple.
Yep.
Or does a little bit of grit make the oyster? A little bit of tension there.
I haven't had any total disaster sessions, or at least those ones didn't make the album.
Okay, no, it doesn't sound like it.
No, I think, you know, everyone is passionate about what they do. I have strong opinions. The people I work with have strong opinions. But at the end of the day, I need to be, you know, kind of controlling the ship lyrically and sound-wise.
Yeah.
But I always have a lot of respect for other people's opinions, and I do want their input as well because I learn from that. This is Hoops.
Meet me at the moment it was equal, endless weekends where love seems so simple. Saturdays now far away, since you say we're different people. How high do I climb for you? Gotta jump through hoops to get to you, to anything at all. Even if I could be close to you, you'd never break the fall. Shapers divide, you're not on my side. For every angle that I try, still I jump through hoops to get to you. Stone cold landing, I'm still where you left me. Crumbled story, circles never ending. My butterflies have learned to lie. Lord, try to hide these feelings, this motion sickness. This sequence could be the death of me. Oh, gotta jump through hoops to get to you, to anything at all. Even if I could be close to you, you'd never break the fall. Shapers divide, you're not on my side. For every angle that I tried, still I jumped through hoops to get to you. Call it love, call it love. I've seen all your faces. It's not love, it's not love. What'll make me chase it? For your love, though it leaves me breathless. I'm in love, and I jump through hoops to get to you, to anything. oh, even if I could be close to you, you'd never break the fourth shape or still fight. You're not on my side, but every angle that I try, and I jump through hoops to get to you. Gotta jump through hoops to get to you.
Now, I know you've probably been asked this before, but in terms of, you mentioned Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, the classic stuff, and Grimes and Little Dragon. What about listening to things? Because I'm always intrigued when I speak to musicians about whether they can even have the radio on in the car, or yeah, whether they have to kind of hermetically seal themselves away from inspiration and influence and stuff. What about you?
I mean, I tend to actually just live in different albums that I've bought, because I don't really like hearing adverts on the radio. I know not all stations have those, but that just, they kind of kill me a bit. But I kind of like to just get lost in a world of a particular artist rather than jumping through different songs in playlists. But I think I'm a bit old-fashioned.
So you're an album, you're an LP lover.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, beginning to end.
I mean, I think it's hard to love every song on an album, but that's when you know it's a good one, when you like maybe over six of them. But I kind of like to do that.
I kind of like the fact that your LP is kind of a classic length as well.
Yeah,
you know, it's 12 tracks, and it's about 40s minutes long. This is sort of like there are studies that have been done into this, aren't there? That is the best length for an LP. Well, yeah, you know, you need to feel that there are two sides, so you've got six tracks on either side, and that's about as long as you want to concentrate on something.
Yep,
does that happen by accident? I know you've some tracks have been taken off, and they'll maybe appear on other projects of yours.
Mm.
But how do you test out whether it's any good? Do you have to listen to it yourself and go, hang on, we can lose two off here, or we can add one here?
I did have to listen to it a lot, but then I was also listening to, you know, what my manager was saying as well. The guy that mixed it as well had some opinions about the order and my label. So it was kind of like a group effort, because to be honest, I don't think I would have been able to do it on my own. It's quite hard to make that final decision of the order. So I went through a few different arrangements, but I always wanted to have number one an intro track and to have 12 songs on the record.
It's got a classic feel to it. And it does have a classic feel to it. It feels like an album that's been around for a long time. It feels like an album
that
I've taken up. No, but in a good way, you know. It does feel like something that's been sort of plucked out of the ether rather than someone has struggled with, and you know what I mean? And that's, I don't know, for my money's worth, that's a great thing when you're living up to your heroes.
That's a massive compliment. Yeah, thank you.
Well, listen, I love it, and it's been so lovely having you in. You sound fantastic here in our little studio too.
Thank you.
And the best of luck with New Skin. Thanks very much, James. Thank you.
This is Indulge.
The way that you stare, it's so addictive. The way that you breathe, I can't resist it. So when you talk, I can't help but listen. I feel every sound. You could say I'm obsessive, I'm in danger, but I savor the thrill of you. I know that it's wrong, but I wanna indulge in you. I've taken too much, cause I need every touch from you. I take it so strong, I waited so long for you. I wanna indulge in you. You, I wanna indulge in you. The light in your eye when the whole world is sleeping. The strength of your mind, I'm so addicted. The way that you stare, I can't resist it. And when you smile, you hold me like a prison, like a prison. I know that it's wrong, but I wanna indulge in you. I've taken too much, cause I need every touch from you. I take it so strong, cause I waited so long for you. I wanna indulge in you.
Been listening to an archive edition of The Sessions at Midori House featuring Jones. Her album New Skin is out now. Tune in at the same time tomorrow for our final session when we'll be hitting play on our brilliant performance by Brooklynite Sunflower Bean. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.
You're so strong. I waited so long. I wanna indulge in you. Oh. I know that it's wrong, but I...